Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with a very interesting man, and he is the physician for the San Francisco Giants. That's Dr. Robert Murray. Nice to have you here.
Oh, thanks, Marty. It's can't beat Scottsdale this time of the year.
No, you put in a good month here. We see you here every day. And the fans always say, who's that man standing by the dugout? Distinguished, white hair, looks like a physician, but maybe he's an owner of the team. So what do you do? Tell us about your role as the physician for the Giants.
Well, we took over the Giants back in 99, and that was with Catholic Healthcare West. So I was in charge of the physicians. And you have to admit, it's been a heck of a ride ever since. So we've had some very good years. And so we treat the ball players. I mean, I'm a general surgeon, so we don't have many general surgical problems. But, you know, if you came through an older physician, we were also primary care. And so we take care of, you know, their GI problems or headaches or allergies down here for, you know, that sort of thing. Obviously, I have Anthony Saglabeni, who's an intern of sports medicine, and I have Ken Akazuki, who's our orthopedic surgeon. So we have a pretty good group of guys.
All right, Dr. Murray is with us. So I come in, and I got a headache, and I can't see my physician in Missouri. I find you, and here we are.
Well, it's usually one of the wives, because we do take care of the whole family down here. So we have the wives, the kids, and it can be any of the administrative people as well. The players, if they're having a headache, and we've done our eye examination at the beginning of spring training, Dr. Dan Goodman comes down and does that, so we know their eyes are probably okay. So we treat it, and if we know they do not have a migraine, they just treat it with Tylenol, extra strength, or something of that sort, and just watch them closely. Obviously, if they've been hit in the head, that's a whole different ball game and a whole evaluation.
Well, we've seen that before with concussions. Brandon Belt, of course, was out for two-thirds of the season last year. First the hand injury, then the concussion, which just didn't go away. Right. But how'd you get into baseball? Were you a fan growing up, and who'd you root for? Where do you come from?
Well, when you grow up in Michigan, and we were up on the lake, Muskegon, Michigan, and during the summertime, we always had a Class A Yankee team there called the Muskegon Clippers. So that was when I was growing up, and so we were all baseball fans. You don't do much in the summertime in Michigan but play baseball. You're certainly not bowling, football, that sort of thing. So you really are playing baseball. And as young people, as young kids, we didn't have a Little League back in those days. And so we literally would cut down a field and make a baseball field out of it. And another group across town would do the same. And then we'd start playing games. And it was just among ourselves. But then, as you know, then you're into the American Legion and into high school ball. And I always remember, because that's why I like it down here. I try to encourage the fathers to bring their sons down here, this sort of thing. Because my father and his brother and my cousin was my same age. Every year we made a trip from Muskegon, Michigan, down to Detroit to Brick Stadium. And that was a big deal because we left about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. There was no expressways in those days. So it was a long trip. You saw the game, came home that night. So, you know, that was always big. So, you know, I've just always, always been a baseball fan.
Great to have Dr. Murray, Robert Murray, with us, team physician for the Giants. Now, Tigers, who were some of your heroes growing up? Because you've got great access. Obviously, you're a good fan. You've been here a long time. You see some amazing moments of World Series play. But as a kid, who were some of the people that you like to follow?
Well, certainly Al Kaline. I mean, he just kind of stands out, and we kind of try to mimic ourselves and that sort of thing. But, you know, in those days, I mean, you had the shortstops. I was playing shortstop in that day, so Shandy's or, I can't think of too many names I kind of held out there. There's something about having heroes. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, to be frankly honest with you. I can't say that one person really stood out. You know, when I came through medical school, you know, I did my surgical training in St. Louis, at St. Louis University. And in those days, it was the old Sportsman Park, you know. So we went down. We'd go down there. I can always remember the beer. The beer was fantastic. And in those days, now we're talking the 60s, so that's when they were building the new stadium downtown with the arch and the, and the whole deal. But, geez, in those days they had Lou Brock. I mean, Bob Gibson was in his prime, you know. We even had Roger Craig was on it. I remember Roger, you know, that sort of thing. You know, they were all there. Euchre. McCraver, yeah.
McCarver,
yeah. So, you know, it's, you know, when they asked me to do this job back in 1996, 97, when the team was changing from, you know, Candlestick up in the city, they wanted to get more of a city affiliation, I said, you know, twist my arm. So it's really been very enjoyable. And it's kept me young. I mean, you can't help but be young around all these guys. It's just, it's a fantastic experience from spring training to the regular season, and then if you can get to those playoffs, it's a different season.
Yeah. Boy, so are you at every game? Tell me how that works.
Yeah. The way I do it is we're responsible for the home team, the visiting team, and the umpires at AT&T Park. So the 81 home games. So between the three of us, we divide them up, a third. But in addition to that, when Dr. Akasuki's there, I'll come down if there's a medical problem and take care of that. Leave about the third or fourth inning, listen to the game, you know. Or if it's after the game, I listen to you sometimes, you know, the whole thing. And it's a lot of baseball. And it's gotten to the point where my wife has a baseball game on in the background at home. So, you know, it's just kind of a whole family thing now.
Boy, great story. I enjoy hearing this with you. The toughest challenge for you as a team doctor for athletes like this, what's the toughest challenge? They complain a lot, or assessing, is it a good complaint, I'll say a serious complaint or not? What's your biggest challenge?
I think the biggest challenge is trying to figure out where they're coming from. You know, some of them communicate real well, but many of them don't communicate that well, particularly the Latin players. So we try to make it very clear to them that when they think they've got a problem, come to the medical team. Talk to the trainer, talk to the doctors. Dr. Saglabeni is very fluent in Spanish. So we can get to the problem early. Don't let it linger on. You know, we try to be very proactive. I mean, maybe someone would criticize and say we get too many MRIs. Well, the point is, what people don't understand is, if there is an injury, then it's like dominoes. I mean, you know, someone has to come from the AAA, someone has to go from AA to AAA, etc. So we've got to get that whole thing moving very early in the game. So, yes, we're very proactive.
You do MRIs at the ballpark? How is it set up?
No, we don't do the MRIs at the ballpark. What we have at the ballpark is just a strictly X-ray machine, and within the training room itself, we have our own fluoroscopy machine, so we get a good idea if there are any fractures or anything of that sort. No, the MRIs are done in town. Yeah, we make those arrangements.
All right, Dr. Murray with us. 3 World Series, 5 years. I assume you were probably there for the clinching games.
Oh, no question about it. But last year topped them all, because if you had asked me in August, quite frankly, I'd have said, no, I don't think we're going to get to the playoffs. We were not looking very good. But, you know, it's just once things start rolling in baseball, it's such a mental game. I mean, everyone up here is really good. They're the cream of the crop, you know, any one of the 25 guys. So, but what makes them even better is when they start elevating their game as they get towards the end of the season. And boy, when you see that. And last year, when we won in Pittsburgh, the way we won in Pittsburgh, there was no stopping us. And Washington was not a problem, you know, and we were on a roll. And then, you know, poor Mike Matheny, we roll into St. Louis in the playoffs, he doesn't have a chance. You know, I think the thing about us is, I mean, all you have to look at is Bruce Bochy really, really outplays every other manager. There is no question about that. I mean, that man, when we get to the playoffs, he's focused. Absolute dynamite.
Well, great to talk to Dr. Murray. All right, one thought, last question. The toughest injury. I know maybe we have challenges with that. Back injuries, wrist injuries, sore arms, sore elbows. What's the one when they come in you go, uh-oh, this is going to be a tough one to figure out?
Well, it's almost the oblique injury. I mean, some of these, obviously, if it's a ulnar ligament or something of this sort, I mean, you know that, and that's the end of the season and that sort of thing. But the nagging injury is the oblique injury. I mean, the back is the back. I mean, I'm not underplaying that at all, but you never know about an oblique. You just don't know because there's so much movement, especially hitters, pitchers, even catchers. So I think that's the one that makes us think, oh, boy, how long are we really going to be down with this one?
Well, great to have you on the show. I know a lot of people see you, and I'm glad that you could tell your story a little bit. Now I understand the Tigers. So there was a Tiger World Series. I won't get into that with you, but I appreciate having you on.
Very good, Marty. Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Robert Murray, the team physician for the San Francisco Giants, right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.